A blown lead has cost the West Kelowna Warriors for the second straight game as they were unable to finish Cranbrook's season on Friday night. Going into the April 12th contest with a 3-1 series lead, the Warriors were looking for a Game 5 victory on home ice to advance to the next round. Instead, they lost a heartbreaking Game 6-5. West Kelowna had another great start as they were up 2-0 after the first period. Johannes Lockeberg and Jackson Kirkostas scored power play goals just under 3 minutes apart for the 2-0 lead. The second period was a different story for the Warriors as the Cranbrook Bucks forwards Jack Sillick and Bryce Sukro each scored to tie the game. At the 12 o'clock mark of the frame, the European Connection continued their great play in the series as Viggo Nordström scored a shorthanded goal, assisted by Lockeberg to take the lead. But the Bucks stormed back as Sillick scored his second of the game, on the power play, just 49 seconds after Nordstrom's goal. Less than 2 minutes after that, Shane Baker scored to give Cranbrook a 4-3 lead. In the third period, Simon Hauge scored his first goal of the postseason at the 8:42 mark for the Warriors to tie the game once again. But again just 28 seconds later, Noah Ernest found the back of the net, also his first of the playoffs, to regain Cranbrook's lead. Less than a minute later, Jaden Fodchuk scored to make the Bucks lead 6-4. Trent Wilson scored late for the Warriors to make it 6-5, but that's as close as they would come. Warriors goaltender Matthew Delarusso made 28 saves in the loss. Carter Kapton made 25 saves on the win for Cranbrook. With the win, the Bucks force Game 6, which takes place back in Cranbrook at Western Financial Place on Sunday, April 14 at 3 p.m. Pacific Time. West Kelowna still leads the series 3-2. Read more. Kelowna Rockets shutout in Game 1 against Prince George. Read more. Kelowna couple cycling across Canada to raise money for wildfire replanting.